It's Monday, and you know what goes down on Monday. It's time for Reverend Motown and Deacon Def Jam with church complaints. Yeah.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Uh-huh. Boy, that boy can count that thing.
Go. We are here. You know, I decided that I would be more professional.
Yeah.
And be counted in like they do Steve on the TV show. You know, they count him in.
Yeah, they count Tommy in, too. I seen them.
So I decided that I'm going to get counted in now.
Yeah, well, I need somebody to count me in, too.
No, I bring you in. See, right after I do this here, that's you then. We're not going to do a count, and then I come in another count.
I was going to count myself.
No, then you ain't got to do that because that ain't going to come across good.
Okay, we'll go here.
See, 10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are here for church complaints.
That's right.
Let us begin with this nonsense, Deacon Def Jam.
All right, Pastor, let's get started here. The prison ministry casino night went bad this past Saturday. Two people got shanked and four people with their arms broke all over some play money, Pastor, that was down in the basement. You're going to have to talk to the prison ministry. They seem to get out of hand when they throwing something.
See, what y'all fail to realize is you can have these former inmates that's just getting out and charging them because they're bringing that mentality over here with them. Now, they're in there playing cards for commissary and all that. This ain't play money to them.
All right.
They're in there shanking people. They're in there shanking people and all this here. We ain't finna put up with it. We're going to stop the prison ministry.
Right.
When you get out of prison, don't come to this church.
Well, I'm not going to be the one to tell the prison ministry that they are canceling. I'm not going to tell them.
Well, I'm just telling you right now how we're going to do it. We're just going to cut the prison ministry out.
Well, but you're going to have to tell them that. And that's
you're going to have
problem.
To tell
you're
them gonna... that because they're going to all end up going back anyhow.
Oh, okay.
Let them go to church in prison.
Say what?
Coming out here shanking people. Who wants to get stabbed?
No one, Pastor.
Well, hello. Mm-hmm. And you going to tell them, Deacon, because you started this ministry.
No, I didn't start.
Yes, you did. You came in there with your nephew talking about he needed salvation, and you started ministry. Now, you're going to have to be the one to bring it on.
Well, I'm going to call him from
bring
long
it
distance.
On.
I'm not going to.
Bring it on.
Next.
I'm not going to. I can't tell this to their face like that.
You can tell it to their ass if you want to, but you're going to get it broke off.
He's scared, Pastor.
I'm not getting shanked for this. I'm telling you that now.
He's scared, Pastor. Next, Deacon, you better move along.
All right, here we go. Pastor, we have an issue. Brother Finley, Brother Clarence Finley, has not been to church, Pastor, in 3 weeks. Now, here's the deal. He is locked inside his house. Apparently, he is 3 months behind, and the landlord has bolted and locked him in the house, and he can't get out. So, and the landlord is not going to let him out until somebody come out and pay. He's been calling, trying to get us. He's 3 months behind.
Well, I don't see what the problem is. I consider, see right there, Deacon, this go right along with your prison ministry. Ain't this similar to house arrest? Very close.
Well, he's trapped in there, Pastor.
He can't come out. He's 3 months behind. He in there watching TV, eating, drinking.
He's out of food. I do know that.
Well, he's out of food. Take some around there. We're going to make some plates after service and take a couple of plates around there with him fall.
Pastor, the man is 3 months behind. If we help him with his rent, then he'll be able to come out the house and come on back to
you church. Said he was hungry.
Yeah.
So we pay his rent, ain't he still going to be hungry? Problem that you can fix, Deacon. Now, we can fix the hunger. Yeah, we ain't got no 3 months back rent. Not at this church.
All right, Pastor.
We're a month and a half back on the mortgage on the Hill building.
Oh. Take up more offerings.
Exactly. Now, here's a new situation. I want you to bear with me, Pastor. We have three members that have been arguing and fighting over who was going to lead the caroling for Christmas time, because they go around doing the caroling.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, I'm going to have to let you decide on this, because it's pretty rough on me here. I'm going to let you figure out who you want. Now, first we have Brother Donnie Dixon. Please take a listen to Brother Donnie Dixon.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling.
Thank you.
That's not a carol.
I don't understand. Why is he in the running?
First of all,
that ain't even a Christmas song.
Thank you.
Here is Sister Reba Joyce. Pastor, please, take a listen.
No weapon formed against me, no, shall prosper. Now. It won't work. He will do what he said he would do. He will stand by your side. He will come free.
Thank you. Lord have mercy. And last but not least, Pastor,
I like her. I like her Fantasia style ass holler.
No.
I like a good run for no reason.
Go ahead.
Right, at
go
all.
Ahead, Sister Loretta Bibbs.
Mm-hmm. Amazing grace.
No, I can tell you didn't know.
How sweet the sound that had saved.
Come on now.
A wretch like me.
Thank you. Go ahead,
too
Pastor.
Much. Too much slavery.
Thank you.
Too
thank
much.
You.
Well, we're free now. What is we singing like the hounds is coming for?
Stop cussing, Pastor. All right, we got to go. Sorry, guys.
I like that second lady. All right,
more of this crazy, ignorant show, Steve Harvey Morning Show, right after this.